Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're talking about the Lions signing a player that I think I can actually get excited about. No, because Kenny, I brought up the data. And you look at who he is when you watch him play. He's a destroyer. And of course I get worried about a guy coming off of that injury. Like, we had a guy who hung up, which disappoints me. But he was like, well, Danielle Hunter had an injury history. You're right, 4 years ago. And what has he done the last 2 years? Started 17 games, played 17 games. He's racked up, what, 18 sacks last year? I think he had 15 and a half the year prior. 50 quarterback hits, 160 pressures. You know, if you want to comp that to a guy who's legitimately coming off the injury now, that's your prerogative. Why you choose to do that, I have no idea. Because many of you just want to carry water. I don't know. Do whatever you want. I like Reader. And if you're giving me Reader and Carlton Davis for the same price as Danielle Hunter, I'm over it. Because I told you, I wasn't going to die on the hill of any one player. You didn't hear me freak out about Snead. It happens. Guy wants to stay in Kansas City. Or you would have had to have done something injurious to get him. So I think you're better up front. I do. Do I want a dedicated pass rusher? Yeah, I do. If you're telling me you don't want Danielle Hunter because he doesn't stop the run, cool. Unlike some of you hardos, I'm not really interested in screaming and yelling about it. I think DJ Reader is someone we can all get behind here and go, yeah, we're better. And I'll tell you this, you're not running the football on your Detroit Lions.
It was already hard last year to do that.
Then
just got even
hard to impossible. Yeah.
So lots of third and longs, which is good. I like that. But it's once again why I would like a pass rusher for the third and long, but I'm not going to derail the topic.
But what if
Reader?
But what if Reader helps you with that? I want to say it again, in the way that you've enjoyed Arik Armstead in San Francisco. I know physically they're two different. DJ Reader's 340 pounds. Arik Armstead is 6'8".
Right, he's,
This is the squished down version. Right. But they both have.
Like the funhouse mirror.
Yeah, they do have a similar skill set in that they are disruptors. By no means, when you look at DJ Reader's build or frame, don't get fooled. He messes things up. So it helps. It'll alleviate some of what you're worried about. And then, yes, if Brad Holmes believes that James Houston is going to be one of the next great pass rushers, it's on him. I can only tell you what they believe or what I think they believe. Cool. Because ultimately, whether the fans like it or not, we're going to talk about it. That's what sports is. But this... Now, I don't have any complaints. If their doctors liked what they saw enough to give them 2 years and $27 million,
yeah.
All right, let's go. Because an injury that's fresh and it's catastrophic, like a torn quad, that does require real clearance there and real medicals. Unlike Carlton Davis, who just trips on a Lego and misses a game. It's different. That's riskier in some ways. So, yes, holy mercy, Maryland did not want to play basketball today. Sorry, I know. I apologize. I just looked up and saw a team down by 40.
81 to 40. Yeah.
Ooh wee. David, some ticket texts coming in, and we'll get to the calls.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a personal ticket text. This comes from Paul Sarah. He wants to mention to you guys that the guys that they've signed that are starters in DJ Reader and Carlton Davis have Super Bowl experience. So that may be something that Brad Holmes is looking for in the guys that are going to contribute
to this team. Here's what I'd like you to do. From now on, only give me Paul Sarah ticket texts.
I can do that because he gives me information all the time. He stops in here all the time.
We love Paul Sarah on this show.
I'm just messing with you, Paul.
We are fans of Paul Sarah. But guess what? Guys who have been there, guys who have done it. What was one of the big shortcomings when you faced the Niners? You had no experience. None. The Niners had like 800 playoff starts. Now you bring in a couple of guys.
You did have at least one guy with experience who pretty much told the San Francisco crowd, goodbye.
Okay. I told over. You I didn't want CJ back, and he's not back. Let's let it go.
I'm just saying he had experience.
Go ahead, David.
All right, real ticket text here. Steve in a car says, I am all in on DJ Reader. Now draft me a guard and an edge rusher. Chris in Howell sends in, signing Reader seems like it's response to the Packers signing Josh Jacobs. Feels like Jacobs signing elevated Reader up the priority list.
Yeah, but think about this still, right? I understand this team plays indoors, but the NFC North, you still have Aaron Jones in Minnesota. You still have the Bears who just paid DeAndre Swift, and let's presume Caleb Williams is going to be a nightmare for everybody. And yes, the Packers with Josh Jacobs, they are going to be a heavy play action, run the ball off it. If you plan on winning a Super Bowl, you better be able to stand in against the run, period. I don't know if it's a response to any one team. If I have an opportunity to bring in a guy off an injury, and this dude is, when he's healthy, he's one of the best D tackles in the game, you bring him in. Even if they had paid one of the edges Rico and I wanted, I'm still signing this deal. One has nothing to do with the other for me.
You just made the line even stronger than that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and then think about this. This ticket texter says, it looks like Holmes approach is to double down on the strength. They already can stop the run. Now you double down, which allows the offense to then pass, helps your secondary because they know what's coming.
You don't hear any complaints from me because if they go out and it's pick 29 and he takes another defensive lineman, I will say nothing.
The only reason why I'm all about the defensive end is because you're playing probably, depending on what happens in Chicago, 12 games against mobile QBs. That's always been a bugaboo for this team. So, yes, you can stop the run, but when the play breaks down, Reader's not going out there and chasing Jordan Love down.
If James Houston is the player he was as a rookie, the Lions now have a top five D-line in the NFL. Hutch, Aleem, Reader, Pascal, and Houston. Interesting that you include Pascal.
Throwing Pascal.
Yeah.
All right.
Very interesting.
I mean, I'm happy he was on the field, and I know he made a couple of splash plays, but I don't know if I'd put him with all due respect to the other gentleman, I don't know if I'd put him there quite yet. I want to get some callers involved, David. I'll get back to the ticket text. Paul's been very patient. I want to make sure he gets on. Paulie, what's going on?
What's happening, Mike?
What's up, Paulie? How are you?
Show.
Thank you. What's going on?
I like it. I like Reader a lot. Like you said, they're going to stop the run for sure. And I think that'll help Hutch get the pass rush going a little bit. They have to double Reader sometimes. So I think that's a plus. I also like what Holmes is doing. I mean, I like what you guys are talking about. I get it with Hunter. I mean, but Hunter's gone, so we need to just let that go.
I'm over it. We've had callers call in about it. I mean, Paul, it is what it is. And like I said, if you give me Davis and you give me Reader for the same cost, yeah, I can get on board.
And I don't know. This is maybe just a personal thing. Last week you were off 3 days. I was listening to Stoney and Rico in there. And they were getting ready for the draft, and there was a lot of talk about who they're going to get, and let's make a big splash and all this. But I think that Brad Holmes keeps everything in-house. He doesn't – like, there's no leaks out there. You don't hear, like, who they like or, you know, outside of the obvious. And I like that about Holmes because he's got a plan. We might not like it that we don't know what his plan is. But you got to give the guy credit. He's sticking with it, and
I disagree. He's upfront about what the plan is. I mean, he foreshadowed the offseason. I mean, Paul, and here's the other thing. I mean, they
called, take care of his own.
They called about Snead. We knew that. They called about Eric Armstead. We knew it. We knew about Reeder coming to town before he got to town. No, I mean, it's, but is there's a high level of competency.
And no, and with Holmes, there's no curveball. It's the fact that he kind of tells you how it's going to be, and then it plays out exactly how he says it's going to be. He said, you're not going to understand what we're going to be doing in free agency in the draft, but that's okay. And so far, we really haven't understood what he was trying to do in free agency.
I understand it. I don't have to like certain things. Understanding is they got a corner and they got DJ Reeder for the same cost as Danielle Hunter. I understand it just fine. And I like Reeder. The Carlton Davis thing, if he stays healthy, it's not a bad move. I worry he won't. But no, there's nothing mystical here. They got someone better than Cam Sutton by a lot. And they got DJ Reeder. I don't, now the Davenport thing, I don't get. I just haven't seen anything out of Davenport in his career where I go, oh, I got to have that guy.
Yeah, just don't ask Carlton who are the wide receivers he shut down.
Do you want to play that later, or would that be, or would that be gratuitous?
You know what? Yes.
I mean, it's fun audio, but right. I like the sensitivity of this fan base. I don't want to see people's day get ruined.
You guys hated him.
No one's hating. It was a funny moment at a press conference, but I'm down. I'll do whatever you want. You know, the Davenport thing is if I had to signal one of them where I went, what exactly are we doing here? It'd be Davenport. I mean, just always hurt, has largely shown zero as a pro. And you signed him $6.5 million. I'm not going to freak out about it. That was the one where I go, I don't get it. Carlton Davis, I get. Like, not love. Reeder, love.
Yeah.
The
best move so far.
The Davenport thing, I'm just.
Reeder's the best move so far.
Yes.
So, yeah. Now, if he stays healthy, I'm willing to go up there, whatever, that B grade.
Come on, join me in the Bs. I was a B student. Just join me in the Bs. You're not going to get into Harvard like you did, but you didn't go anyways. Plus, we know your fake-ass high school falsified your transcripts.
Wow. High school was real. Go Leopards.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fact or fiction? The NIL era has produced more flat-out I quit, lay down and die, want to go home or transfer performances where teams just get dump trucked by 50. Or am I imagining it? You're not allowed to know what we're talking about. No earpiece, no microphone. Just answer me yes or no, and then yes. We can welcome Rico back.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm not fighting with you today. I had a provocative tinfoil college hoops conspiracy that I don't want to run by you.
I'd like to hear it.
No, too bad. I'm high on the fumes of DJ Reeder right now.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring it up to you at 4:45. Let's go to the people. I want the rest of the Lions callers to get their say. This is the signing I'm excited about. This one, we're good. I feel like the offseason, I can get behind this now because DJ Reeder's a destroyer. And if your doctor's cleared him and he's on pace and we're going to be okay off a second blown quad, you have two of the top 10 defensive tackles in football, including Reader. He don't look like it, but he's an absolute interior rusher. He plays a ton of pass rush snaps. Yes, Kenny.
Mike, why are you so negative all the time?
Why? I hate that.
Why you got to do that to me?
Why you got a hard?
It wasn't me. It was probably somebody on the text. I don't have it in front of me, but it's there.
Kenny, let me ask you a question. I mean, we work together every day. You know when I'm really negative about something, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Have I really been negative on Carlton Davis?
No, I think in the bullpen before the show, you'd called it like a B or a B-minus sign. Like, it's good. It helps the team. You get better.
And
right?
DJ Reader, I'm giving you all the good.
Right.
But I'm not going to do what other shows do and just gloss over the fact the guy's leg has exploded twice in the last 4 years.
Yes.
It has to be brought up.
Negative.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to ignore it. We're going to go to Eric because I want to talk to Eric more than I want to talk to you, Rico. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
First time calling in. Love the show.
Welcome.
I would say this offseason has been disappointingly improved. I don't like the fact it's a complete mash unit and we're relying on possible starters that have major injury histories. Davis is our number one. Basic on his history, we're counting on him to be out four games. And if those four games, two of them are against Minnesota, I hope I have Justin Jefferson on my fantasy team.
So you don't like the Davis thing at all? Okay. I mean,
I'm not against it. He's an improvement.
Oh, he's
but
an improvement
I'm
for sure.
I'm not counting on him to play a full season.
He's got
to
have his
we
first healthy
money,
year.
We could have got younger and we could have got better.
Yeah, I know. But Eric, here's the bottom line. Let's try to package it like this. I give you DJ Reader and I give you Carlton Davis for the same cost as Danielle Hunter. That's what they did.
Mm.
So it makes you look at it differently and I think more positively.
A 2-for-1.
That's valid.
Yeah, no, and again, Eric, unlike these maniac fans, I'm not coming at you. You have every right to say what you're saying. But if you package it this way, and we know their work's not done. We know they'll have some depth signings, different things. And I think the draft, I have said this to you, after what he pulled off last year, he is carte blanche. I don't care who the hell he drafts. Draft the best available player, any position you want, because you know what Brad Holmes has really learned or given us? He will target people he likes high in the draft and unapologetically go get them. And it is working. What am I going to tell you? Yeah, so he can do whatever he wants with that. The free agency
my
thing?
My other concern. Oh, sorry.
No, go to your second concern, please.
Oh, well, my other issue is these callers are coming in complaining about these contracts. We have to pay 3-4 years down the road. We don't have a crystal ball to know how these guys are going to be in 3-4 years.
Right. I am
so saving the money now for lesser off-injured players. We could be fighting for a Super Bowl because we got to pay LaPorta 4 years from now.
It's not even an utterance. His career could be over. Right.
Happen.
No, I'm Eric. I am totally with you. It has been, it's amazing how, like, I led the charge on win division, win playoff game, and I believe in how you built. And we talked about all this stuff, and we've gotten to the offseason, and it has been a really odd approach by fans. I don't get it. Not all. Let me say not all, please. I don't want to paint all of you that way. But yeah, like, I look at each move. We talk about each move. Overall, good with it. I think it's in that B minus B category. I think you're better.
Yeah,
I don't think you've created a monolith.
No,
but I think you're a lot better.
But with a lot of fans, Mike, I think it's a comparison to every past GM was just a disaster, and now you seem to have one who knows what he's doing. So yes, you're going to trust him a lot more because you put your trust in a lot of bums.
Well, there's your first problem. You don't trust anybody. As a fan, trust no one.
Well,
those are the rules.
They're trusting him. Because
Kenny trusted Derek Lalonde. Look where it got him. He's not listening. He's screening a call. I want to give Kenny some credit. Okay. Carry on.
No, but I do think it's all based upon the comparison where Brad is actually drafting players beyond the first round who stick with the team. He's finding gems. He's doing a lot of stuff. So that's why you're getting a lot of people who just are like, yeah, whatever he does and says, I'm for that. Because look at all the other clowns that were GMs who I was told that Matt Millen, you know, look at all that NFL.
See, I'm at the other end of the spectrum. I don't comp Brad Holmes to clowns. Brad Holmes is really good.
Right.
I comp him to John Lynch.
No, no.
I comp him to Eric DaCosta.
No, no. Mike, it's the reason why so many people are all in, as you say, cult-like status.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Because you are seeing something that you've seen in other cities and you've heard about, never experienced it.
Rico makes it sound like black magic. Like it's this marvelous voodoo ceremony. No, you won a couple playoff games. Excellent. Yeah. Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Thank you, guys. Great show, by the way. Thank you for letting me check in today. I'm behind you on this move, this reader move. Now, I will think you agree with me that this is like putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's Holmes' M.O., and that will always be his M.O. Do you not agree?
Yes.
Yes, and I don't really mean in respect to injuries. Now, this is a solid move. I think this is one of the most solid moves, based upon the doctor's approval, what this will do for our line. But I'm behind Holmes only because I know that I'm not going to sit here and expect some big carte blanche move. He's meticulous, but he's not. He's very frugal, too. And I think I'm liking what I'm starting to see come together for the Lions right now and his moves. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the reader thing allows me to feel a hell of a lot better. Because, I don't live in a world where you sit there. I do a job. We have to react to things in real time. We take each move. We react to them. Unlike some people who want to sit here and be like, well, what do you think now? It's like, well, now I'm happy. Sorry. I don't have some dead-end gig where I just sit around and wait for it all to play out. That's not what we do here. They want to read the job description.
Let it play out.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That wasn't a dig at John.
No, not at all. John's been actually very good during free agency.
Yeah, just letting you know.
No, not at all. I just laugh at the people who are like, oh, well, you were mad the other day. Yes, because I live for the day.
You weren't patient?
No, I don't need to be. That's not a part of this job description. And I'm happy today because Reader actually is a player I like quite a bit. And if their doctors got him clear and they gave him a 2-year commitment, I am ready for this. I'll trust Brad Holmes on it. Because there are check marks.
David,
there.
The doors of Brad Holmes Church is open.
No, I'm saying I can trust him on this more David, than I trust him on Carlton Davis.
David, get ready to touch him on the forehead. Mike's about to pass out.
Can we do a trust fall? Let's do a trust fall.
Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
That sounds like a group of the beat writers right there. Let's do a trust fall with DetroitLions.com.
Don't even get me started on them. One of them now I'm looking at. Dude, hey, shut up.
David, relax.
Let's just...
David, relax.
Mike, sell him something.
I am. I'm selling him hope. I'm selling him we're going to go on a Super Bowl run here.
Oh, he's trying not to get me in trouble. That's what Rico's
trying. I have no idea. All right, you guys do whatever you want.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
David, ticket text. We'll get to who said it, deal breakers, at 4:45. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll get to something. Corey in Cincinnati, who is a Bengals fan, he says, a guy's reader is great when healthy. If he wasn't an injury concern, the Bengals would have kept him, which they tried to keep him. Let me let that know. They did try to keep him. He said no.
Look, if I total it all together, we're going to roll with it. But here's the cost of admission. If for a second year in a row, your free agent class, whether it's bad luck or you just made some bad decisions, if they all end up hurt again, like last year, I'm sorry, you have to take criticism for that. I can say the risk is worth the reward with Reader. It is. If he's healthy, McNeil and Reader. I don't want to speak out of turn. I won't say the best D-tackle combo in the league, but it's one of the top three. Because I just don't feel like arguing. It really is. It's an elite defensive tackle pairing.
Yeah, just go top five.
Done. Sure. David.
From Paul. Wow. Great. Reader is a Lion. We just got better. A lot better. I believe it's going to be a really interesting draft now for this team.
I just feel like draft-wise, this is one where I don't necessarily care. They can draft a myriad of positions and it makes sense. Now, you want my preference? Or are we going to get into a war about this, Balake? Or Jay Quellen? Are we going to go to war? Because
D-Nice.
Right, D-Nice. Would my preference be taking an offensive lineman with pick 29? Yes. Where the team sits right now? Yes. But am I going to be mad if they don't? Absolutely not. If they took a pass rusher, I'm good. If they took a corner, I'm good.
I think Friday draft night will be fun. I think Thursday's draft night, I don't think they do anything.
Well, you think they'll trade?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd be mad at that?
Nobody. No, I'm just saying.
Not me?
Just the anticipation because it's here in Detroit.
Oh, I see. Oh, hey, I'm here. You have to make a pick. Yeah, that's right. Not how that works.
Can't make a decision based on that.
Right. Brad's going to be like, hey, guys, sorry. But you know what? Go enjoy the food.
RJ in Westland says, sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract. Super excited. DJ is a great signing. D-line looking way better than it did yesterday.
Yes. The only, David, is it fair for me to say the only signing that I just don't get at all on any levels, the Davenport one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't, in my mind, I just don't see upside with the player. If I saw it, I'd be like, I kind of don't see that. Though.
I think it's just a project that if I can get this to work, I'm a genius. And if I don't,
who cares?
$6 million. And in pro football money, that's nothing.
Correct. It's why the signing from the Amick Robinson, $4.5 million. I don't care. Plus, the kid's earned a right to play. He ended up a starter. He's a little pit bull. He's tiny, but he's mean. All right, throw him back there. We'll see if he can play. Play some nickel snaps for me.
Reader pushes the envelope, and what I mean by that is the middle of the offensive line. That is very underrated part of his game, and I love it for this team. This was a great signing, and it helps the defensive line out significantly. I hope they go after Hunter Renfrow to be their third wide receiver to replace Josh Reynolds.
I don't know what's happened to Hunter Renfrow. He went from being like a Wes Welker slot machine cog of the offense to forgotten man. And I don't know if it was the quarterback changes.
I think it was the quarterback changes. That's somebody that, if you brought him in here to be that third receiver, fourth receiver.
Reynolds is your third.
I said fourth receiver.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. Talking to my good ear, son. All right, go ahead.
Robert from Farmington Hills says, fans need to realize we were a halfway with the team we had last year. Not many departures outside of Jonah and CJ. We've made solid additions and have to anticipate our young core will improve this offseason, too.
Okay.
Very optimistic.
But for the half away people, you do realize that the other teams got better. They just didn't sit around and be like, that Lions team, there's really no point in even trying to compete with them.
Can I bring up something?
Is it going to be mean?
It's not mean. It's just, I've stayed away from saying it, but like, oh, man. Why do I do this to myself? Why is honesty my policy?
You're the newest member of the Church of Brad. Don't get ostracized.
All right, here we go. F it.
you'll never have an easier two games to get to the NFC title game than you had last year. So just breathe.
I can't. No. No.
No, it doesn't.
You will not take away no, my I didn't. Joy, devil.
I didn't. No, I
we
didn't.
We won those games.
And you did, and they were thrilling, and they were fun. I'm making a point that, like, it's so dangerous to go, well, last year we did dot, dot, dot. No, no, it's a new year, and it's going to be new challenges, and you played the Rams and then the Bucks by default because the Bucks beat a team who played Maryland today and didn't want to be there. So, guys, it's not a shot. I'm just saying be careful about the whole, well, we did X last year, therefore it's a whole new deal. Everything starts over.
And then you went into San Francisco in the first half and went through them like a hot knife through butter.
I know. I watched. And then I watched one of the more... you know what? Fans are not ready to talk about that second half again. I don't want to do it. Just let it be. Mm-mm. No, I just... It took...
No.
You and I talking, and doing that show. It took so many things going exactly the way they went for them to lose that game.
That will be the first Big Ten championship game to Lions fans.
Yeah, I've never watched the Russell Wilson Michigan State game ever again.
Right.
Lions fans will never watch that.
I take it all the way up to the fact that it was tied, and then I just turn it off. I don't want to watch the rest. I don't want to watch the punt. It's only going to make me mad.
That's what Maryland did after halftime today.
Well, they won last.
Do you want your conspiracy theory? I'll give it to you, and then we got to go to – it's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Do you believe that since the NIL transfer portal era, you see more of that than at any point in the history of the sport where teams go, you know what? I don't want to be here today. And in fact, I knew I was transferring 3 days ago.
That's a great point. But can I think about that?
You can. Here's your deal breaker. Stop putting an entire box of Just for Men in your beer. It's ridiculous. It's not remotely believable that that's your real beer.
No, you're wrong, because I told you the other day, my new system now is I can get two times of dying out of one box.
But it's... it matches your sweatshirt. Come on.
Just go with it, man.
All right, deal breakers.
Act like you don't see it.
It looks totally natural, Roberto. Let's go to deal breakers.
Looked like I was working under a car all day.
Golly.
Just change the transmission.
Yep. All right, what do you got? Let's hear it.
All right, well, this first one actually comes from actually big national news story this week. And Kenny, I talked to Kenny about this yesterday, and he was a victim of this. We're not going to say what place, but I do know that Kenny was a victim of this recently. Due to inflation, you've noticed that your favorite takeout burger joint has raised their prices. At the time, you didn't think much of it, but when you looked at the receipt a few hours later, you were flabbergasted. A cheeseburger, fries, and a small soda was almost $30, 15% higher than when you were there the last time. Now, this has been in the news about a certain chain place that people are saying it's getting out of hand.
Okay, I want to start with Kenny, because Kenny... unlike any of us, eats fast food every day.
It's his religion.
It is not my religion, Roberto.
What Jesus is to David, fast food is to Kenny. Yes.
No, I ended up just not buying food from that place. I decided, you know, $30 for, you know, a regular sized meal that I could get at any other joint like this for much cheaper.
That's one meal.
Yeah, yes, that's one meal.
One person.
It's a drink, a fry, and a burger.
You do understand that for that amount of money, you could go to what's called a grocery store. And you could buy food and cook it.
Was the cheese made of gold?
I don't know, but I decided, hey, we're staying away today.
So that was the deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
$29 or more.
Everybody's got a price, man. $28. Man.
David, let me ask you a question, because you have 17 children.
Yeah.
Fast food is a way that you would generally feed kids once in a while with a treat.
David went to this place as well
recently.
Roberto
failed to tell you is I went to this place over the weekend. And
David has just refied his house.
Yeah. I just didn't get the drink, and we just ate the fries and the burger. We were okay.
Hold on. What was it still for a family of seven?
We spent $65.
Was it all three kids?
Yes. It was all of the whole entire family, me and the wife, the kids.
And you had nothing to drink?
We didn't. Well, from there, we had something at home.
Look, Rico's disgusted. Yeah. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Rico, I will explain to you off the air why we had to do this. I won't do it now, but I'll explain to you off the air.
Kid went to my tournament.
No, I'll tell you.
Okay.
It was a very busy weekend for my family.
That was David seeing it come up on the register.
We need an instant gratification.
I was about
me.
To say, at that point, you realize I didn't pay for everybody in this place, right? This is just my order.
All I will tell you is, seemingly, because it's not my jam and I don't do it, but the fast food thing that used to be the cheap option ain't a thing no more.
Oh.
So I don't understand why people just don't go to the damn grocery store and buy food.
I don't want to seem judgmental. So
I'm not. I'm making a point. It's I'm saying, from a cost analysis.
I'm opting out. Because when he said that was $30.
We're not kidding.
If you go to a chop house and order a burger, I expect to pay that much.
Go to a chop house and walk out with a car.
Yeah. The drink by itself was like $6. It was ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. How do you get to $30?
Yeah, so a large French fry probably costs what to make? 10 cents?
Yeah, you know what? I will discuss with Kenny now, during the break.
Was this like added like a delivery service fee added
this
in there?
This was the subtotal before they even added the delivery fee. So it would have been even more than that had you got it delivered.
Rico wants to die.
All right, let's go. You know how you awesome. Felt pre-show?
Yeah.
Sick day?
Yeah.
Wanted to quit?
Yeah. No, I wasn't feeling bad. I was just so disgusted with the list of our topics because we didn't know Reader signed yet. I'm like, you know what? I should just do what Kang does. Just use a sick day that isn't a sick day, but just call it a sick day.
Well, what Kenny should really do is use David's credit card info like I did one time.
Right. Let's keep it moving, please.
All right. You and your wife are going on a vacation to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you are super excited to take photos on the trip and share on social media while you're on vacation.
Would never happen.
Your wife pleads with you not to share the photos because she is worried that if the wrong person is tipped off that you are not home, you could be the target of a home theft. Do you see her point in this, or is she just being paranoid?
Nope, she's smart.
She is the smartest woman in the world, and thank God you married her, right. Roberto.
We live in a society of scumbags. So,
let me give you a real-life example.
Woo!
Buddy of mine. He was Mr. Social Media.
Right.
Everything he did, going here, going to the store, doing it, literally got his house broke into in the 27 minutes he was gone. He was like, well, how did they know? And I'm like, let me see. Pulled up the phone. You left at this time, didn't you? Yeah, how'd you know? And you came back at this time. Yeah, because all I had to do was follow you to know when you weren't home.
Was this Chuck?
No.
Caveman.
No.
M. Lover.
No.
I don't know any other friends.
Sounds like a biker.
He answered the phone the other day and he goes, hey, what's up, caveman? I went, what?
Were you hanging out with the Hell's Angels?
No. Trust me. You're in a battle. You want caveman on your side.
Sounds like
Here's what I will tell you. This is the other angle of this. Rico's 100%. I don't need to be repetitive. The other thing is I never understood why people want to share their vacation. It is the most obnoxious, showy, ridiculous thing because at a minimum, we all live in a miserable weather state. At a minimum, you're going neener, neener, ha-ha, you're there, I'm here.
Yeah, no one's saying, hey, that George is a great guy for
I'm so happy for him. Hope he has lots of sex on the trip.
Well,
but
you know,
that's
it
not
right
up. What happens.
But it's not complete until George shows you what meal he ate on vacation.
Oh, got to do that, too.
It's the weirdest addiction ever, people that want to share all their vacation. Some people that work in this office are doing that right now.
Oh, look
at me in a cabana outfit. If I ever put vacation stuff out there, I'm already home. I'm back.
My wife does, we don't even post it, but if we were to ever post like a summer vacation, we posted it like at Thanksgiving.
Right. Oh, I'm back.
Oh, this is what we did earlier in the year. Right?
Waiting for somebody who thinks that I'm gone.
Here's an idea. The people who really care about your trip, like really care if you had a good time, see them face to face.
And we show them the pictures, yes.
And they'll ask you, exactly. And you can say here.
Or they were there with you.
Oops.
You're exactly right. We have so many photos in our phone. We don't post them. The family sees them when we come back.
Hi, I'm Jim Costa. Here's me putting my socks on.
David, I love you. Don't need to see you and the kids walking around Disneyland. I don't know you had a good... Hey, how was the trip?
It was great.
Okay, we're good.
Now, to what you were saying, it's also been in the news recently that a guy was caught by police, that he was using the obituaries in the newspaper to find where houses would be empty.
Okay, that's next level. That's like a 200 IQ play. But if there is a hell, you're in it. You are robbing dead people.
The opposite
houses.
Of Wedding Crashers, right?
A new subdivision in hell. Like, yeah.
Oof.
But yeah, I've never been one who, your wife is smart or whoever says we're not posting these photos. Just enjoy yourself. Take them for yourself.
That's right.
But you don't have to go around, look at the sunset, look at this. Oh, we're at the pool. Drinks at the pool. Oh. YOLO. Oh, if they still say that.
You mean like this?
Aw.
yeah.
One more quickly so we can get back to the Lions.
All right. I'll try to be as quick with this.
You're
one.
Fine.
You and your fiance work in a restaurant. You are the manager. She is a waitress. A man comes in and dines alone in the restaurant. By what you can tell, he is obviously trying to flirt and spark up conversation with your fiance. As he is about to leave, you notice that he has left your wife a $120 tip on a $60 tab. Do you confront the man and tell him she cannot accept this? Do you leave it alone? Or suspect that maybe they know each other outside of the restaurant?
No,
or,
it's money for you. Take the money.
Or E, go flirt with him some more.
Oh.
We got bills.
You're going to pimp? You're going to pimp her out?
We
no.
We got to go to Hawaii.
We got bills.
We
got
to go to Hawaii.
We got bills. Roberts,
we got to go to Hawaii.
We got some bills.
Wow.
I'm going to find out when he works and go back there with her.
Oh, no.
David, if he's going to be stupid enough to part with his money, you know what they say about a fool and his money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.